Hey guys, this is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast. So I would say to the girl that feels alone that this is the beginning of a shift, but you're gonna need your running buddies. You need to go find them, you know, name them, text them. It'll be a little bit awkward to be like, hey, would you wanna go to coffee and would you wanna listen to this podcast with me? Just do it. Everybody is isolated. I have rarely met people that don't feel isolated. So the person you're afraid to text and say, hey, I need you, would you come into this problem with me? Would you process this with me? The person you're gonna invite into it probably feels isolated too and will be so grateful. And if they don't, if you feel like, you know what, I got a big no, we're gonna talk about that in this series. We're gonna talk about what it feels like to hit a wall and not feel like you have good friends. We're gonna talk about what it feels like the barriers to those good friendships are. We're gonna talk about the hope and the vision and the outline that God gave us to have great relationships. So you're gonna love it. Stick with me. I promise you, if you stick with me in this series, at the end, your relationships will look different than they did in the beginning. So the reason we're gonna talk about relationships and community for the next several episodes is that this is a problem I hear more about than any other one. In fact, on Instagram, it is the number one question I get over and over again. How do you make friends? How do you keep friends? I feel discouraged because I've been looking for my community and I can't find it. Or what do you do when your community bails, when you feel rejected, when you feel betrayed, when you feel cut out? What do you do about competition? What do you do about friends that become competitive? What do you do with your own jealousy towards other people? These things all fall in the category of relationships. And so because it's the number one question I get, and because it's something that I think is so essential to us being healthy and free and unstuck, I wanted to do a whole series about it and start here. I care about women getting unstuck so much because what happens, and I've seen it happen in my own life and I've seen it happen in other people's lives. When they get unstuck, there is a freedom of living into everything that God had them to be. For a long time, I watched women in the church largely be shut down. Now I'm watching women in the church largely live free. It's truly a difference as I go and travel and speak. And with that freedom comes new stuck places, because the enemy's never going to let people just run wild for God and make a difference in their communities, in their schools, in their homes, in their workplaces without putting barriers and hindrances and temptations in their way. In fact, the harder and faster we run after God, the more he comes after us. So I think what I see now differently than I did 5 to 10 years ago is that women are largely getting free, but they're facing new stuck places. And so how do we push through those? And so what does that look like? We're going to look at God's word and we're going to talk about how we fight these things. It's so interesting because when you actually read scripture, you realize, oh my gosh, for generations upon generations, centuries upon centuries, we have been fighting the same crap. It is all the same. It has not changed. Even today, with all the unique things the internet has brought and social media, at the core of us, we are still fighting insecurity, jealousy, isolation, shame, distrust, all these things that Paul fought that were throughout the Old Testament. You see constant tension in relationships. In fact, it's largely a book about a bunch of broken relationships and how God can move through and redeem it anyway. I have seen that in my own life and I believe it for yours. So I'm really excited about this first season of the podcast. How do I develop deep and real community? Well, we're going to study the book of Philippians together and see what God has to say about that. So when I dream about what this could do, where we would get free, where we would get free together, I want us to see what it means to live life together in a real authentic way, but with a gospel-centered hope. There is a hope, and that hope is Jesus. And when we put him at the center of our community, the center of our relationships, the center of our problems, the center of our day-to-day activities, when we figure out how to do that, things change. As we walk together through this, my hope is that people would experience breakthrough, that they would see and understand, I've been believing that, I've been saying that I believe that, but I haven't actually applied it to my life. I haven't actually put it in the DNA of my day-to-day experience. I hope this is super practical, that people actually have handles, like, okay, this is how I can make friends. This is how I can keep friends. These are the things keeping me from experiencing the kind of community the Bible talks about. It is more difficult than you can imagine, more costly, but it's also more fulfilling than anything we're seeking now. Make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. You do not want to miss a single episode. We have some incredible stuff coming up. I do not want you to miss it. So go subscribe right now. Push the button, subscribe. One last thing. We want to communicate with you and let you know the things that are happening with the podcast and ask you some questions as well. So text Jenny Allen, JenniAllen, to 31996. That's Jenny Allen, one word, to 31996. And we will add you to our text stream. And we'll send you all kinds of fun stuff, free stuff, communication, and questions. We want you to be a part of the conversation.